Friday. Welcome, folks, to What's on Your Mind. How you doing? Thanks for listening. Glad you're out there. Friday means we ask a very simple question. Normal or nuts? And give you some topics to chew on today on the program. Looking forward to that. Guests today on the program include NDSU Athletic Director Gene Taylor. He'll be here to preview a big weekend for the Bison. They play Indiana State. We're going to talk with a constitutional expert. We've been getting constitutional questions on impeachment and Obamacare and a lot of questions pertaining to the Constitution. So we brought in a constitution expert in our 10 o'clock hour to answer any of your questions specifically related to those issues that have been bringing up or anything on the Constitution. We're also going to chat with Bishop David Kagan. The Bismarck Diocese this weekend and the University of Mary are hosting one of the most well-known Catholic leaders in the country, Bishop Timothy Dolan of the New York Diocese, is in town, and a whole bunch of Catholic leaders. Big conference happening starting today at the Bismarck Civic Center and going through Sunday. And so Bishop Kagan will be here to tell us what that's all about. It's called Thirst. So stay tuned for that. Anyway, let's get rolling with the normal and nuts topics for today and welcome your calls, questions, and comments. You can weigh in on our selections or add your own at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Happy Friday, Steve. How are you?
I am exceedingly happy. It is Friday, like you said, normal or nuts Friday, and feeling a little ornery today.
You're feeling ornery?
A little ornery, yeah.
Ornery.
Ornery.
You're spelling that a little differently than...
Ornery.
How do you spell ornery? here is my top pick for normal or nuts today. The Air Force. Our beloved Air Force, right? A number of individuals who protect and defend the greatest country on the face of the earth. Well, the U.S. Air Force Academy is considering dropping a religious reference from an oath that cadets take to swear allegiance to the school's honor code because the Military Religious Freedom Foundation protested. They said, so help me God, should not be in this oath. So they actually are thinking about dropping this. The Academy says for the following reasons. They're considering several options. Dumping the entire honor oath. Another possibility is to make a different reference or the actual reference optional. Can you believe this? Number one, I think it's nuts that someone's offended by this, given it plays such a prominent role. Look right above, all those famous speeches on the congressional floor. And God we trust. Honor money. God we trust. It's part of our founding. And you're talking about people swearing an oath to the Air Force to ultimately then go and to protect and defend the United States of America. So... dropping a religious reference from an honor code oath at the Air Force Academy is, in my view, nuts. Agree or disagree?
That is nuts. And now, if somebody's agnostic, whatever the case may be, atheist, if it goes against their beliefs, then they should be able to have the option of not using that word. But dropping that, what is the military founded on? Honor code. Honor code. Honor code. And then talking about dropping it over a couple words that are in there is nuts. It's insane.
We need to be respectful of all people of faith and all people of no faith, said an Academy spokesman. Our goal is to do the right thing for the Air Force Academy, so that's why they're considering it. We ask you, is that normal or nuts? What's your contribution today?
Well, being that we're getting a little close to Halloween, I know this is an issue that's come up at the University of Minnesota as well, but offensive Halloween costumes. And we all know the costumes that are out there around the Halloween season, and they get a little racy at times, but offensive? I don't think so. Students at the University of Colorado Boulder have been told to avoid white trash costumes or anything that portrays a particular culture as over-sexualized, which the university says includes dressing up as a geisha or a...
geisha? What's a geisha?
A geisha, a Japanese geisha girl. Or, as they put it, quote-unquote, a squaw, which Native American. Ghetto, anything ghetto. Hillbilly themes, out. Crime or sex work, out.
Or cowboys. Aren't they saying cowboys are offensive?
Out. Anything that cowboys and Indians, something as simple as a sombrero and
oh my
In a poncho. Offensive.
These are the people that are teaching your children. They're educating your children. They're preparing them for the future. Come on.
The one that cracks me up is the quote unquote ghetto or hillbilly white trash. That's a cultural reference to poverty, they say, so that could offend somebody or make them feel bad. University of Minnesota in that same boat, students out at the University of Minnesota down in the Twin Cities also been asked to make sure that their Halloween costumes are politically correct. They actually put out a letter as well.
This isn't just this college in Colorado. This is evidently big in academia.
What if your football team's horrible and you dress as a football player? I guess that's offensive. Can't do that anymore.
Yeah, incredible.
Don't want to anger any ghosts, so you can't dress up as a ghost.
Cowboys is my favorite. I mean, somehow that if you dress up like a cowboy, you're offending a cowboy. Got a lot of cowboys in North Dakota. Any offended when you see a trick or treater come to your door? Give me a break. Andy, the PC police is alive and well. Is that not nuts, folks? At our Air Force Academy, at our Institutes of Higher Learning, for crying out loud. You tell us if that's normal or nuts. Last contribution I have, and then we'll go to your comments on these and welcome others. A press release has been put out today by the office of Congressman Kevin Cramer. And it has a photo of him jotting a handwritten note to President Barack Obama. And his office has put out the content of the note. Dear Mr. President, there is a place in America where your vision of low unemployment, job creation, and all of the above energy production is a reality. It is a place where a new groundbreaking takes place nearly every day and where the signs now hiring instead of going out of business. It is a place where the energy, agriculture, technology, and manufacturing industries thrive, providing career opportunities for citizens and those we welcome from around the world. This is North Dakota, and I invite it to see for yourself. You campaigned here before you became president, but a lot has changed. He goes on to say, I and my staff stand ready to work with your team on every logistic and a travel schedule which maximizes your time. Please visit North Dakota to see how great America can be. Our door is open and waiting. Would you call that normal or nuts?
I think that's perfectly normal. One of the states that Obama has not been to is North Dakota. It's rather glaring, the red states he's not visited. He's not, as president, shouldn't you visit all the states within the union at some point in time during your presidency? Not just for campaign purposes, but that should just be part of your policy, shouldn't it? Especially when you have a state like North Dakota that's a shining example of how America should run.
The invite, I would agree, is perfectly normal. The idea that he actually will accept the invite is nuts. Would be my take on it. You tell me if you're right or wrong.
Why is that nuts, Scott?
I just think there's no chance he's coming. He's not been here for a reason.
Why is it nuts that he should not accept
that? I mean, here's how Barack Obama thinks. Barack Obama sees a Republican governor. He says two out of three is Republican. He sees a state, two out of three of congressional members that are not of his party. He sees a state that's never voted for him and rarely votes a Republican or Democrat in the presidential elections. It's just not his kind of place. So I think that's nuts, the idea that he'd come here. Tell me if you disagree. 800-228-0550. Casper wants to weigh in on the Air Force. Go ahead, Casper. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
This is, I was in the military, and I worked with officers, good officers and bad officers, politicians and the ones that took an oath to defend the Constitution. Why did the killer at Waco Army get paid all this time and hasn't been executed? If we're in war, we should, execute for treason and sedition. That's what our politicians, Hovind, Heidi Heitkamp, all of them are the same. Have a good day. Bye. Read the book, The Naked Communist, and you will have your answer why we are in the shape we are. Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you, Casper. Very passionate. I don't think there's anybody that served in the military that would support having the honor code of any branch come out of their training and their service. Let's go to Jeff quickly. Jeff in West Fargo, what's on your mind?
Good morning, fellas. I just love those older guys that call in I'll guarantee you Heidi Heitkamp, Johnny Boy, the Banker Boy Holland, and Comrade Kramer all have a copy of the Communist Manifesto of 1963 in every one of their briefcases. These people are selling us out, and everybody knows it. How come our three representatives from the state, you guys, worked on moving the barricades with the Tea Party? You want to know why? Not one of them is Tea Party. They hate the people of North Dakota. And you guys
Jeff, we're done. We're not going to allow you to...
North Dakota.
And they're not running around with communist manifestos in a briefcase. I mean, that's nuts is what that is, unfortunately, with all due respect. Agree or disagree, 800-228-0550. All opinions are welcome, but we don't have to tolerate all that much.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
It's fall. That means it's time to put down the rake. I know it's hard. And head to Max Hardware for our annual fall sale. Get the proven protection of Carhartt. Spend $100 and get a $15 Max gift card. Laugh at cold mornings with our 12-foot booster cables priced at just $6.99. And a DeWalt ankle grinder? It's yours for $45.99. Stop in and see all of our fall specials. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We're Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hammond on a Friday edition of Normal or Nuts. John and Grant Forks called off the air and had a comment that I think fits from some of the commentary of Jeff from West Fargo a moment ago.
Great. You interviewed Hovind this week. Somebody called him a liar on the phone. Now, Congressman Kramer, yes, everybody's pretty good with their comments and questions, but you got guys that I won't vote for you again. It's guys with, you know, stray facts trying to trap the congressman. That is so idiotic. I mean, can you call in, ask a question or a clarification, and please, as far as I'm concerned, respect the office of the congressman and the senator. Heidi Heitkamp called in, I'd expect the same from everybody. But some of these conservatives get so stuck in their ways that they just can't stand that somebody, if they think somebody's straight. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
And I think that's an appropriate admonishment, actually, caller to caller. Probably better that, in this case, the caller's doing the scolding rather than you and I, Steve. But I agree. I mean, let's be North Dakota nice here. You don't have to agree with people. You don't have to agree with me. You don't have to agree with Steve. You don't have to agree with members of Congress. But to say that, okay, it says Senator Tobin and Heitkamp and Congressman Cramer hate North Dakota and they're running around with a communist manifesto book in their briefcase. That's nuts. Sorry.
You know, and we came out and said that the first day of this program when the show came on the air. It's about a cordial conversation. Now, I will not agree with all of our listeners or all of our guests, but I want to hear them. I want an opportunity for them to be heard. And you and I are on the same page on this, and that's where the show came about, is it's an open forum for your voice to be heard. It's North Dakota's voice. It's South Dakota's voice, Montana's voice, Minnesota's voice. It's the upper Midwest. It's the sensibilities that come along with being in the upper Midwest. And that's the voices we want to hear. We're not always going to agree. In fact, quite often we may disagree. But as long as you're civil and as long as you're respectful, it's an open forum to get your voice heard. And we want to hear all those concerns and those issues that come up.
And we're not saying, hey, you know, you can't disagree with your member of Congress. And a lot of people do. We've had the, folks on here and disagreement. Bring it on. Just do it in a respectful North Dakota nice manner, please. Jamie Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, I got two things. First thing, I always got to laugh when I hear you guys say that bringing President Obama up here would change his mind about oil and coal. The man's an ideologue. He doesn't like oil and coal. That would be like saying, hey, why don't you go tour the NRA headquarters of the Wayne LaPierre? I'm sure that changes his mind about guns. No, it would not. No matter what kind of facts you give the guy and he sees our economy, he would not care. He doesn't like coal and oil. So I don't know if you guys just try and play middle of the road, open minded thing there, but it's.
Jamie, how do you argue with the economy though?
What's that?
How do you, if President Obama came to North Dakota and you have to be honest, the rest of the country struggling economically, and you look at what's going on in North Dakota with less than 2% unemployment, a booming economy, thriving economy, and it's not just oil and gas, it's everything that plays into our economy here in North Dakota. How do you argue with that?
He can, but he wouldn't care because he doesn't like coal and oil. The man's an ideologue. That's fine with me, but I mean, if he doesn't like it, he should just say it.
No. That's why
okay,
I'm...
One more thing I want to get on, I never got to yesterday.
And by the way, Jamie, just let me quickly agree with you. I mean, that's why I said I think that it's normal to want to have him come here, but it's nuts to think he'd accept because, for one, all the media narrative would be, gosh, look at this oil boom. Look at what's happening in every area of the economy in North Dakota. And, there are help wanted signs up, not going out of business signs. And it would make it uncomfortable for him because he'd have to, reconcile his own policies. One emailer said the president's not interested in an America that looks like North Dakota. He's interested in an America that is dependent on the government, to your point. So, the other thing you want to bring up?
He can come and shoot a real gun instead of that fake shotgun he was posing for at that picture. Anyway, Ted Cruz, they had that PMSNBC host on there say whenever he comes on and they talk about him, they want to play Mexican music, but I didn't hear any outrage from the left about that, saying how racist that was, but I wonder what they'd say if Sean Hannity said every time I talk about Obama, I want some rap music playing in the background. Those guys are hypocrites on the left when it comes to calling people racist and getting pretty sick of seeing stuff like that.
Hey, Jamie, what are you dressing up for Halloween this year?
Better not be a sombrero because it'll offend some people at colleges.
You know what? How about if I'm offended that they're offended? Do they care that I'm offended?
They probably don't.
Have a nice weekend.
Thanks, Jamie. You too. Let's go to John in Grand Forks. What's on your mind today?
You got to love Jamie. and then the other quick comment. The other thing, let's not get into the name-calling of our own people, especially. Let's leave it up to the Democrats. They're good at that. But I watched pieces of that hearing yesterday, and then this morning, just for fun, I had to go turn to MSNBC in the morning. Those poor people, even at the hearing in MSNBC, they're just kind of stammering and stumbling over themselves, still trying to, you know, it's kind of funny how they're trying to still stick up for Obamacare and the president and everything, but you can tell they're totally confused. It's actually humorous if somebody wants to listen to them for about 10 minutes. So.
The hearing that John is talking about is the hearing that the U.S. House held on, hey, why isn't this website working? You had all these years, all these dollars to get this healthcare.gov website, and it was embarrassing, wasn't it? I mean, very few answers and decent explanation. Did you hear anything that explained this and why it's been so abysmal, John?
Are you talking to me?
I did. Yeah. Since you watched it, did you?
Yeah, total incompetency, and I don't know how involved the president was in it. I'm starting to kind of think he is even detached from everybody that works under him, and they've kind of got a free rein of things. I don't know if he has his finger on the pulse of anything, except
the folks they had testifying yesterday were the contractors, the people that were hired to do this. And a lot of them said they warned, folks at the administration about the risks and about failing to test the website and, you know, securing the information. I want to see those folks testify. I'm looking for Kathleen Sebelius to be there and testify. Let's get some answers from there. Right, John? Appreciate your call. Thanks a bunch.
You know, the other side of that, too, is now that you've got a large contingency of Democrats, including Heidi Heitkamp, that are weighing the pros and cons of delaying the whole side of the penalty phase of the... Isn't that what the Republicans were fighting for, in part? And now you've got the Democrats that are jumping on board. Hey, look what we're going to do. We're going to champion this for you.
Yeah, but why Heidi is having to Senator Heitkamp is having to decide. I don't know what there's to decide on. There's as much evidence as, you know, this is crazy. The website doesn't work. They've already delayed it for businesses. Why wouldn't you want it? She's just saying she's weighing it now. But I guess that's progress from that side. Normal or not survey questions continue on our website. More of your calls welcome at 800-228-0550. Gene Taylor, NDSU athletic director in a big football game, joins us next. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you up for some paranormal investigation? Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, is hosting their fourth annual paranormal investigation with the famous author and investigator Adrian Lee. It's the weekend of November 8th and 9th. And they put together a great deal for you to take advantage of it. $299 per room, two nights lodging in a classic room for two people. That's right. So $299 gets you two nights. You can meet and greet the author, Adrian Lee. They have an EVP recorder for every room, information on how to use the equipment and conduct your own investigation, and two evenings of active investigating of the Chase Hotel. They also have a courtesy late checkout for those of you on the package as well, so you can take advantage of a late night and a late checkout. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend is November 8th and 9th. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code GHOST, or call them at 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend, November 8th and 9th. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaSig a long time ago. LaSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Hey, Normal or Nuts Friday. You can also drop us an email, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Check us out on Facebook or our Twitter page, and you can get to those by going to our website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon. Normal or Nuts, the Air Force Academy may drop So Help Me God from their honor code oath. Is that normal or nuts? Several universities, and there's a laundry list of universities that do this now, saying that a lot of costumes are offensive when it comes to Halloween. And it, pretty much all of them. When I look at the list of offensive Halloween costumes, I don't know anything on there, if you're hanging with the PC crowd, that's not offensive. Everything could be considered offensive.
Amen. Now, by the way, you mentioned the website and the link to the Facebook page. You can weigh in there. Normal or nuts, the Air Force Academy may drop So Help Me God from its honor code oath. Here's some of your answers on that. Tom says, nuts, Obama's doing. Robert says, just another step towards communism and socialism. Debbie says, nuts. Same with Paul. Kevin says, gee, I wonder who is really behind this. Charles says, Joint Chiefs should be stripped of the rank. Nick says, it's constitutionally sound. Dan says, Satan need not worry. People are turning their backs on God in many immeasurable ways. I pray that one day soon a reversal is undertaken. Lots of comments here. Bill says, it's stupid. Half the crap this administration is doing is so wrong. Curtis says, oh, man, another one bites the dust. Please say it isn't so. Here we go again. In a country built on democracy, where we decide most things on a majority vote, bending over to cater to an overwhelmingly small non-Christianity minority. Tell us what you think at 800-228-0550. Here's an off-air call.
Yeah, did anybody catch any parts of that hearing the host had yesterday? Did you hear the comment by that New Jersey representative, a Democrat, I think his name is Pallone or something like that, the comment about that hearing being a monkey court? That's what we get out of our Democrats. We get that comment just like that. That's what we can expect if we keep dealing with these Democrats. Thank you.
I missed the monkey court reference.
Monkeys should be offended, and nobody should dress up as a monkey for Halloween this year now.
The alarming thing to me, the most alarming thing, remember you and I were talking about whether or not when we initially tried to be sort of the guinea pig for the audience and go through the different steps on the website, we both sort of got spooked about how much information they wanted. They want a ton of information, right, to be able to give you the answers. One of the pieces of testimony yesterday talked about the hidden code on the website, healthcare.gov, provides no reasonable expectation of privacy. How about that? So, give them all that information, and then you never know what you're going to end up with.
So I have no problem sharing that information with my healthcare provider, but the government doesn't need to know my medical history, my medical background. No, absolutely not.
Emailer sends a note here on our other topic, and that is Congressman Kevin Cramer's invite of President Obama to North Dakota. Sean says, keep him out. Once he sees how successful we really are, he'll push for a massive tax on just our state because in his mind it isn't fair that we are not suffering like everyone else. Oh, I think it's perfectly normal to invite him, and I applaud Kevin Cramer for doing so. I hope it gets a little bit of attention, and, you know, because you never quit trying, in my view, trying to say, hey, here's what works. Energy development on private land. You know, I mean, folks not waiting for a government handout, just rolling up their sleeves and, you know, putting the boots on, going to work. So I think that's, I think it's great, but I think it's a long shot, quite honestly. That's the nuts part.
I'd love to see him come. I would love to see President Obama come to North Dakota.
Susan, you're on What's on Your Mind, calling from McCluskey. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My comment, I guess, about Halloween is I've always felt that Halloween is a Satanistic holiday. As a kid, we always, our church got together and us kids just went from house to house and gathered canned goods for the poor. And now I hear on the radio this morning that iHeart Radio is doing the same thing, encouraging kids to go out and do this and to give to the food bank. So I think that's an awesome idea for kids. It's a way of them learning how to give. And this whole idea, I guess, about kids fall off the taking God out of their what would you call it? Taking God out.
Yeah, you're talking about the Air Force Academy, the oath?
Yeah, I think we see as this world goes on and we're taking God out of everything. You can't tell me back in the old days there weren't atheists that were taking that oath as well, but weren't well known. But as we take God out of our oaths and our lives, I think that we see that our world is just going to pot. So that's my comment. Thank you very much.
Susan, thanks for weighing in this morning on What's on Your Mind. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Big football game coming up this week, and NDSU Athletic Director Gene Taylor joining us on the program now. Gene, welcome back to the program.
Good to be back. How are you guys?
Very good, my friend. Big football game. The sense around the football team, is there a little bit of a revenge factor? Of course, NDSU not on the losing end too often over the last several years. Indiana State, one of the gotcha teams.
You know, I think our players are, you know, it's kind of funny. People have asked that question to Coach Bull a couple times this week. And, you know, they certainly remember that game. It was, you know, the only blemish on their schedule last year. They were a very good team. You know, they were right on the verge of playoffs. So is it a motivating factor day in, day out? No, probably not. Just because of the way this team prepares. But, you know, I'm sure it's in the back of the mind of a couple of players to say, let's go and get these guys just because, you know, they did knock us off. And particularly last year, they beat us at home. So I'm sure it's in the back of their mind, but it's not something that probably drives them every day.
Gene, just to give us your sense of the season so far. I mean, look at last weekend with Southern Illinois. Things looked a little scary in the first half. There's been some other games earlier where you kind of have a little lump in your throat, and then this team just finds it within them to continue to roll. It's been a pretty incredible season, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has, Scott. This team is very mature. They're obviously a very experienced team, very veteran team, and you know, that's what you have with teams. You know, teams will come out at the very beginning of the game. They're very fired up against this. They've game-planned extremely well. And eventually our team and our talent and our ability to make adjustments come through in the second half, and that's what we've been able to do. It was very obviously evident, like you mentioned, last week against Southern Illinois. Team just kind of, we just kind of wore them down. So we're going to get the best shot of everybody we play. Obviously, there's still a lot of football, but this team is extremely talented. They're very veteran, and they come in, week out very prepared. So I anticipate to continue. And we went through a very rough part of the schedule. You had Northern Iowa and South Dakota State, and you know, Southern Illinois is a great team. So, you know, we're at a point now where a team like Indiana State is very dangerous. They're 1-6. But, you know, if you go on and play well, you should come out of there with some success this weekend.
when you start looking at the way you start off your season with a big win over Kansas State, ESPN coming, there's a lot of distractions for this team. Are they now to the point where they're starting to get into their stride? It seemed like there was a little bit of a difficulty, like you'd mentioned. Was the hard part of the season getting through all that notoriety and then settling back into the game of football for the stretch run? Is that kind of the end game with Coach Bull?
Yeah, very much so. You know, obviously this team handles distractions very well. They've always been able to handle big games very well, rivalry games with South Dakota State and Northern Iowa. But I think what they see in front of them now is they're obviously positioned for the playoffs. You got 8 wins. That's not going to be a question. So what they see now are one of their main goals, and that's to win the Missouri Valley Conference outright. That's a very difficult thing to do. It doesn't happen very often. So their main goal is to get through this league and win the conference. In order to do that, they've got to take every team one at a time. And you're right, they're in their kind of stretch run into the season, preparing themselves, making sure they play well and are playing well as they get into the playoff part of the season. So I agree with you 100%. That is exactly what they're thinking is, let's take Indiana State. We have a bye week next week. And then let's move on and finish out the season as strong as we possibly can.
Terre Haute, Indiana, 2 o'clock tomorrow. Second road game in a row on the second game in a row, rather, on the road. Illinois State in the Harvest Bowl the weekend of 11-9 after the bye week. Folks can start preparing now to come in and do a little tailgating. And hard to believe, but the second to last home game of the year of the regular season, Gene. So you inviting everybody in for Bison Nation that weekend?
You know, it's a great Harvest Bowl is a great event. It gives us a chance to honor all of our folks in the agribusiness across the state and region, Minnesota included. It's one of my favorite events of the year. It'll be sold out again. And you're right, the season goes fast. It seems like only yesterday we had the Kansas State game, and here we are, you know, close to November and, you know, winding down the season. So it goes fast, but we're looking forward to the Harvest Bowl. A great event, as always, and it'll be a great game as well.
Health-wise, how's the health of you, the NDSU football team? Everybody, of course, at this time of the season, we start getting some dings and bruises, but overall, the health of the team looking pretty good as we're getting into that stretch run.
Very much so. Craig talked a lot about the offensive line being back in full force, which wasn't a couple of weeks ago, and our defensive crew is kind of back to full force. There's a couple of kids still missing, but you know, if we can get through this weekend, the bye week comes at a great time. A lot of those bumps and bruises that you just talked about have a chance to get healed up as you finish off the last couple of games and roll into the playoffs. So pretty healthy for this time of year. Knock on wood, we can stay that way throughout the rest of the season. But health-wise, we're in pretty good shape, and let's hope we can keep it that way.
The longest active winning streak in the football champion subdivision at 16 games, second longest streak in all of Division I behind Ohio State. Is that tucked away somewhere behind everybody's mind, you think, or you're not paying attention to the streaks?
You know, the players don't talk a lot about it. You know, obviously, publicly it gets brought up, they get questions. Some of the players will really kind of look kind of quizzical and go, really, we didn't know that. I'm sure some do. I think they're also a very superstitious lot, and they don't like a lot of changes, so to talk a lot about that probably is not something they do a great deal, because they know at any moment in time a team like in Indiana State and any team in this league can come up and get you. So not a lot of talk about that, but I'm sure they read about it and hear about it, and probably in the back of their mind, but it's not something they're focused on.
Gene Taylor, NDSU Athletic Director. Gene, thanks for joining us Saturday's game. A Valley Football Game of the Week with live coverage, high def, beginning at 2 o'clock Central Time on the NBC North Dakota Network, ESPN3, ESPN Game Plan. Lots of places to catch NDSU football. Thank you very much, Gene.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in and relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we are appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip for a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit ExpressWayHotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Beep.
This is an emergency. Essentials sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials. Get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last during our October sale. 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can baking combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
Studios at 550 K-Fire, Bismarck, the voice of the Northern Plains, as well as KCJB, Minot, AM 1100, The Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, KLTC, Dickinson, KTGO, Tioga. This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinnom. Special guest joining us to tell us about an event happening at Bismarck this weekend. Thirst 2013, a Eucharistic conference sponsored by the Diocese of Bismarck, and Bishop David Kagan is joining us now. Bishop Kagan, welcome back to the program. How are you?
Great. Thanks, Scott, very much. We're getting very excited about our conference beginning this afternoon.
And, the lineup of speakers is amazing. Bishop Timothy Cardinal Dolan and Scott Hahn, and just an all-star lineup of internationally known folks coming in here to speak. And it's free. Not very often you get that kind of a program and no cost. Tell us what Thirst 2013 is all about. What is a Eucharistic conference?
Well, a Eucharistic conference, obviously, is its theme is to focus the attention of Catholics and non-Catholics alike on what the Catholic Church from the time of the apostles coming forward, as always said, is the very source and the summit of our life. Jesus Christ, Son of God and Savior, truly present, body and soul, in the Most Holy Eucharist. And it is from the Holy Eucharist that all of church life takes its nourishment, its strength, its animation, its dynamism, and everything that we do begins with the Holy Eucharist and mysteriously and miraculously draws us back to the Holy Eucharist in the receiving of it in Holy Communion at Mass, in adoration of the Most Holy Eucharist, in the Blessed Sacrament. And we just want to give people an opportunity in this year of faith and doing what Pope Benedict urged everyone to do at the beginning of the year of faith, to re-evangelize ourselves so that we can, in the new evangelization, evangelize others to come to know and love and serve God as best as each of us can. And it's really, I would have to say, in all that we've done in this year of faith since last October, this is, I personally think, is the very highlight of everything we do, because no matter what we as Catholics do, as I say, it begins and brings us back to the Most Holy Eucharist. And this is where we encounter Jesus Christ most personally and intimately, is here. And so we want to give people an opportunity to do just that, and to strengthen their own faith, help them overcome adversities in their lives, and come to know that it really is Jesus who is the one who will console us, strengthen us, be our companion, our true friend through the course of our lives.
When you start looking at a lineup like this and some of the names that pop out, a great lineup, how are you able to attract Cardinal Dolan to come to North Dakota for an event like this?
Well, both Monsignor James Shea and I have a little in with him. The Cardinal was Monsignor Shea's rector in Rome, and the Cardinal and I were a year apart in the seminary in Rome, and he and I have been very good friends since 1972, literally. And so we were both able to convince him he needed to see North Dakota, as everyone needs to see North Dakota and visit. And he's a great, great person. And I'm so grateful to him, because, believe me, I know what some of his schedule is like, and I'm glad it's his schedule and not mine, but he's set aside this time for us, and I'll always be grateful to him for that. And I know Monsignor Shea is just as grateful to the Cardinal as I am, and we're just looking forward to him being here, as well as for Scott Hahn and all of our other speakers, the Herbecks, Edward Sree. All of our speakers are I think, just top-notch Catholic people who love the Lord and have experienced his mercy, his love in their lives, and they want to just talk about Jesus. And that, you know, I think when it comes down to it, I think we'd all be better off personally and in our communities, in our really our nation, if Jesus would occupy our time and our thoughts and our words much more than what's going on presently. And
well said,
I think we'd all be better off.
No question about it. Great weekend. The plan starts at 3 o'clock this afternoon, goes through Saturday and Sunday. Details and a way to sign up for free at the Bismarck Diocese website, just bismarckdiocese.com. Cardinal Dolan speaks tomorrow morning, gets an honorary degree from the University of Mary, too. Bishop Kagan, thank you so much. Bishop David Kagan of Bismarck Diocese, our guest.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennen want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.